Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Yes, good evening, sir. My name is Kyle. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics, and your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, here in this case, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Strongly approve?
100%. Strongly.
Okay. Strongly.
Strongly. Yeah.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as government? Strongly approve? Someone approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president? Strongly approve? Some would disapprove?
Which one's the worst?
Somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly approve.
Okay. And overall, would you say things are, things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
That depends on who gets elected next time. I would say as long as, I would say they're going in the wrong direction based on the Supreme Court. I mean, that's sort of a nuanced thing because, I think that what Republicans are doing is not helping the country at all. So.
Okay. Thank you. And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for? President, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, then the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Joe Biden.
I'm sorry?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policies? Strongly approve?
Yes. Strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is handling immigration at the southern borders? Strongly approve? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Strongly approve. Somewhat support. Somewhat oppose. Strongly oppose.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
Yeah, maintaining public transportation.
Okay. All right. Now, currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to pose a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that this should be a felony in Maryland to pose a stolen firearm? Strongly agree?
That should be a felony. Strongly
okay.
agree.
Strongly agree? Okay. Now, would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drug-laced fentanyl if the drug results in death? Strongly support? Some will support. Some would oppose. Strongly oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Somewhat approve.
Okay, so somewhat support?
Yep.
Okay. And do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little taxes, or about the right amount of taxes?
About the right amount.
Okay. All right. And pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead of offering assistance to people during the pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Pregnancy resource centers that don't provide abortions are, that's a hard one to answer because a lot of them don't really, they're kind of scams, so I don't approve of those.
So would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. And under a new law, a juvenile 12 years older, 12 years older or younger, who commit a handgun violation or violate assault can be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
People under 12 years old?
Right.
I mean, yeah, they can be arrested. I don't know what the... that's a weird question.
So would you
say...
The
question is, should a 12-year-old be arrested... people under 12 be arrested for committing a crime with a firearm? Well, they should be arrested, but I don't think they should be tried as adults, so...
So would you say strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose? Strongly oppose?
Somewhat
oppose?
Okay. Yeah.
And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally? Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed.
Strongly favor.
Opposed?
Everyone deserves health care.
Strongly favor?
Yep.
Okay. And how frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally? Only when
exactly
the jackpot
like scratch offs and stuff like that?
Right. Regularly, okay?
Yeah. It's very, what was the last one? It's very rarely. Very rarely.
Occasionally or when the jackpot is big?
Rarely. Occasionally.
Rarely? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And how much of a problem do you think that the credit card debt is for Marylanders? A big problem? A problem? Not much of a problem or not a problem at all?
Maybe a problem.
Okay.
Somewhat of a problem.
And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or credit debit accounts access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Strongly support. Strongly support.
Okay. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the illegal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And I appreciate your time, sir. We're almost done here. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in your dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Illegal in all cases.
Illegal in all cases?
No, legal.
Oh, legal in all cases.
Legal.
Okay, legal in all cases.
You got it, yep.
Okay, and a disability in a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes condition that affects a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And Maryland TIP workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer, and they get the rest of the wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Okay. All right. And the last few questions are statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your response. In which of the following age group do you fall in? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
50.
Okay. And which of the party are you registered to vote in? Democrat, Republican, Independent, other?
Democrat.
Okay. And if the, excuse me, if in May of 2024, Democrat primary elections were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
Trone.
Trone? Okay.
Yep.
And, okay. And I'm going to read to you a profile of two Democrat candidates for the U.S. Senate. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led and fight to create jobs, jobs to keep down the cost of living. Candidate A is a 65-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight over progressive priorities and providing an opportunity. If the elections were held today, for whom to vote for, candidate B or candidate A?
Repeat that question again.
Sure. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. That's candidate B. Candidate A is a 65-year-old white male. He is currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight over progressive priorities and providing opportunities. Would you select candidate A or candidate B?
Yeah, B.
B? Okay. All right. Okay, so, and what would you can, what would you, your race be? White, African American, other?
White.
Okay. Now, what would, what is your religious affiliation? Are you, Baptist, Jewish, another one, Catholic?
Non-believer.
Non-believer? Okay. Yep. All right. And male, female?
Male.
Male, okay. Okay. Other than that, sir, we have concluded the survey. I really appreciate your time and your patience. You really have helped us a lot this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
Bye-bye.